This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that students graduating today are not merely completing their education, but are beginning a new chapter in their lives. He was addressing the 57th convocation ceremony of IIT Delhi today. Mr. Modi urged the graduating students to live the moment to the fullest, as they would cherish and miss the memories of their campus life in the years to come. The Prime Minister congratulated the graduating students and wished them success as they embark on a new journey.
आज आपके परिवार के लोग प्राउड फील कर रहे हैं, वैसे ही मुझे भी आप सब पर गर्व है, क्योंकि आप सब केवल एक डिग्री नहीं ले रहे हैं, आप देश के लिए बहुत कुछ करने का सपने लेकर के यहाँ से निकल रहे हैं।
The Jharkhand government today held talks with protesting students and job aspirants over alleged irregularities in examinations conducted by the JPSC and GSSC. The meeting began at the state guest house in Ranchi. An 8-member delegation representing students and job aspirants is holding discussions with government officials. The talks come after protests in the state capital over the past 2 weeks against the alleged irregularities in the exams. The first formal meeting between the government and the students' delegation was held last evening. Payments Council of India, PCI, has announced that UPI will continue to be free for consumers. In a statement, the PCI affirmed that every Indian can continue to make instant digital payments without any transaction charges. It also noted that small merchants will not be charged for accepting digital payments. PCI added that banks, fintech companies, NPCI and the RBI have been investing in technology, cybersecurity, fraud prevention and innovation to maintain UPI's reliability. 7 people were killed and 11 were injured in a private bus accident in Chamba district of Himachal Pradesh this morning. The accident occurred near Chalwanj Mor at Beragarh Antatisa police station in the Churaha assembly constituency. The identities of the 7 people who lost their lives in the accident are yet to be ascertained. According to the State Emergency Operations Centre, the accident took place at around 7:15 a.m. today. Preliminary information suggests that the private bus was travelling from Beragarh towards Chamba when it went off the road near Chalwanj Mor and fell onto another road below. Prime Minister Modi expressed grief over the loss of lives due to the mishap. In a social media post, Mr. Modi condoled the families who have lost their loved ones in the incident. He also wished for the swift recovery of those injured. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over East Rajasthan and Odisha today. The Met Department also predicted heavy rainfall over Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, East Uttar Pradesh, West Rajasthan, East Madhya Pradesh, Jharkhand, Chhattisgarh, Konkan, Goa, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Keralam, Mahe and some parts of Northeast India. In Jammu and Kashmir, the Amarnath Yatra from Jammu towards Valthal has been suspended today in view of the prevailing bad weather and road conditions at several places along the Jammu-Srinagar National Highway. The number of special train services announced by the railways to Keralam for the Onam season has risen to 112. The special services are mainly being operated to and from Tamil Nadu, Karnataka, Andhra Pradesh and Telangana. And on to sports, India opened its medal account on the third day of the World Athletics Under-20 Championships in Eugene, USA, with Ashish Yadav winning silver in the men's javelin throw. The 19-year-old produced his best effort of 74.09 meters in his third attempt to finish second. Ashish became only the second Indian after Neeraj Chopra to win a silver medal in the event at the World Athletics Under-20 Championships. And in some more news, Indian shuttler Ashmita Chaleha has reached the women's singles final of the Korea Masters Super 300 Badminton Tournament in South Korea. Ashmita defeated fellow Indian Rakshita Ramraj in the semi-final today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.